Please bow your heads with me in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming among us today. Thank you for your word that calls us to live in your ways. Send your spirit into us, new and fresh, that we might receive your word and live for your name and for your purpose. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So there's a yoke, kids, right? That's what it looks like in some parts of the world, right? And those look like, those are not horses. Those are cattle. We're going to go with cattle on those guys. And they are pulling that cart, right, and getting him to where he needs to go. They're working together. They are brought together, just like we were talking about. Jesus says, come to me, all you that are weary and burdened. Who's volunteering for that? I can't remember the last day that I didn't feel tired at some point. And yet, what energizes us, what God says is there for us in those moments when we are fatigued, when we are worn out, when we are worried, when we are feeling like, I just don't have it in me. What works for me, and I think what Jesus says works for us as family of God, is knowing you don't have to on your own. You are part of something bigger than you. And it starts with Christ. And every person that Jesus has claimed as his child is part of the work that we do together. So that's where the gospel ends today, is that beautiful image of being yoked together. That our power is made mightier by the bond that strengthens and holds us so that we can work as one. But it started in a very different place. At the beginning of today's gospel, Jesus is as the introduction says, he's chiding them. He's kind of picking on them. The people that are listening to him. He looks out at the folks in his world and he says, to what should I compare you, you people? And he says, you're like children at play in the marketplace, calling out to one another. And the image that he has here, it seems kind of different for us, but it's of children playing games, right? Because when you guys play games, when you play pretend, you pretend to do things that adults do sometimes, but you do them in your own way, right? And you come up with ways to do this that we would maybe never think of, but you have. And so, and sometimes when you're pretending, what happens? Do your friends pretend in the same way that you do? No. Yeah. See, as adults, we don't call it pretending and play anymore. But we look at our friends and we say, why are you doing it that way? Don't you see that you should do it the way that I do? Right? We may not say those words out loud all the time. Depends on how well we know each other. But we feel that so often. Right? And Jesus looks at the people and this is what's going on. I played the flute for you and you didn't dance. See? The translation is, I'm doing this and you're supposed to be part of it, but you don't seem to get it. You're doing your own thing, right? We had a funeral march, and you didn't mourn. You're out there doing your own thing again. The idea is that we are supposed to be together, and so often we look at one another and say, "What on earth are you doing? Why don't you do it my way? Jesus says there's a different way for us to live. I can tell you that the number one place that I learned what I think Jesus is talking about in my own life, and I've shared this with my own kids since the day they were born, and they still don't always get it, and neither do I. It's a rule of improv comedy acting. I mean, has anybody taken an improv course at some point in your life? Yeah. So did they teach you that the response to somebody else's acting is always yes? And, right? Right? How did you hear it? Yeah, never say no. It's always yes. And because you add something, but when you say no, everything stops.
No.
Yes. Give me five. And that was awesome. So, when I hear this gospel today, I hear it say, as Jesus saying, this is how we are called to live. We look at each other all the time and we say, no, I'm not doing that. No, I don't want to do that. No, you don't get it. No, you don't want to be part of what I'm doing. No, that's not what I'm up to. And Jesus says, there's a different way to live. And it starts with us looking at one another and saying, yes, I see what you are doing here. And I can help. And I want to be part of that. And God has put us together. And I'm so glad you are here. For me, I don't know that Jesus had improv comedy in mind when he said this. But if I had never taken that improv course, I don't think I ever would have gotten it. Because I believe Jesus has called us all as part of his community to be a community that says, yes, and there's even more. It's how we start in baptism. Before we understand a single thing that is happening, God brings us to himself and says, yes, you are my child, and there is much to do. We have much to do together because we are yoked. We are connected. We are not alone. And the burdens that we carry that weigh us down do not have to be carried by you alone. They are meant for us to see, to share, that we may all say, yes, I see what's happening here. And God is in it. Amen.